Good evening. You're tuned to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And so for those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and so prayerful that you are always inspired to reach ever higher, to delve ever deeper into the truth of all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I'm grateful for the opportunity to realize that there is one real eye that sees through every eye. And we each are blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart with that faculty of seeing, of knowing the reality of the being that we each are. And I'm advocating and emphasizing that we have been socialized to disregard, to disrespect, to dishonor the gift that we have been given, that is life itself. And so our now moment is requiring us to really respect, appreciate, love, appreciate, and honor the gift of being. And to realize that because we are perfectly and divinely designed, and we've each emerged into this realm through the sacred waters of our mother's womb, sparked by the sacred waters of our fathers. And then we received absolutely no support from those who religiously indoctrinated us, miseducated us, socialized us to truly honor and respect the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all pervasive. It's never absent. It fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. And everywhere that we are and everywhere that we are not, it is the fullness of all there is as existence itself. And as voice on behalf of our liberation, I'm reminding us that no one else beats our hearts or breathes us. There are no other ones who really have gifted themselves to us, that we, by virtue of the fact that we exist, are worthy and deserving of more of the gift of life, but the gift that is light and wisdom and truth, and to dwell in a perfect peace and poise, and to be empowered to really honor and cherish the gifts that we have been given through our lineages, and to realize that there is nothing that we can work for, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than who and what we already are but naked. And we find it difficult to really respect ourselves in a system that capitalizes off of being enslaved to our appetites, our genitals, our lusts, our desires, our passions that have been manipulated through advertising and commercialism, and our having been fed like kids, not being nourished and nurtured as children. And to realize that children deserve to be supported in their living. And some of the lessons that we should have learned as children is to honor and respect ourselves and our elders, and to be cooperative with our peers, to learn how to share and how to communicate and to coexist in harmony. But this is not what we're necessarily learning. It depends on the schools that we have attended. And to know that there has been a consistent state of digression in the perpetuation of error in the system of miseducation and religious indoctrination, participating in our cellular oppression through the flesh of violated dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all of the mucus-producing paste trees, the pastries and pastas and all of the glue that has been created in our bodies from the pancakes, the waffles, the breads, the biscuits, the pancakes, the pretzels, the donuts, all of the flour and water that we have been taught to love with maple syrup, jelly, pancake syrup, all this garbage that is literally crystallizing as a disease in our body temples. And so in this now moment, having come through the hella days, and congratulates for those who didn't participate in the gluttony, in the inebriation, the intoxication, and all of that. But those who did are having the opportunity to reach for a greater thing, to understand that for a system to ensure that we have unparalleled access to that which is cellularly depressive, oppressive, intoxicating, and that these are the elements of all of our celebrations, then have an understanding and an understanding that this is not the will of God. It is not the way of God. It does not really facilitate the consciousness of one who is of God. It undermines one's optimum cellular functioning, but we've never been socialized, nourished, educated, or religiously trained to understand that optimum cellular functioning is even something that we should aspire towards as health. And when people feel more entitled to undermine their cellular function, they feel more entitled to oppress and suppress themselves. They feel entitled to feed off of the flesh of violated, bastardized, usurped creatures, and then laugh and ridicule other ones who give it up. Then we have to realize how backwards this all is. And we do not have to participate in it. I am advocating for our reaching for that which is going to be clearing, cleansing, purifying, for our renewal, rebirth, our regeneration, our rejuvenation, our reconciliation, our redemption, our purification, our consecration, for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living God, Goddess, that is our absolute truth within the body that is being converted through the purification consecration process of being temple, for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living God that is our truth. And so some would hear me and they say, oh, well, she's a sister who's always talking about the food. No, I am the one who is expressing the requisite for our liberation. I am the one who is creating an indictment of guilty and offensive to the system of capitalism under the lie of democracy. I am the one who is reminding us that we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to literally ensure the progression of our lineages as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages. I am the one who is reminding us that there are no ones who have been gifted to the planet, who have come into this realm to do anything other than exalt life, to participate as gifts and blessings in life, as life is the greatest gift and the greatest blessing that we all have been given. I am the one who is reminding the sisterhood, womanhood, that we have not been properly supported in knowing that we are the natural healers and we should be facilitating a natural progression of unfoldment and maturation of everyone that we touch. No one is here as purpose in being to undermine the lives of anything or anybody at any time for any reason, but to have that be a system that has established itself as a rogue government upon the planet, in that it has been literally in contradiction to the government of the whole of existence, to the cosmic, universal, and order that is in full effect, that is law. And so being under the socialization of those who have accepted their right to be wrong that they have accepted for themselves, that they have the right to create what they refer to as law. And I'm the one to remind you that law is an inherent part of existence, and men do not create law. And those ones who have initiated themselves and have vied for selection and election in government that thinks that they have the right to create laws that legalizes companies that are an association of employed ones that are either male or female to produce, manufacture, distribute, advertise that which is toxic and poison to everybody, and think that because capitalism is the system of socialization here, it says laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. But capitalism is not a greater light than absolute law and absolute love and absolute wisdom and absolute truth. And we were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. But you can't just know the truth as a result of doing research and thinking that you had all of the statistics and all of what other ones' opinions are that justify why it is we should be eating the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, breakfast cereals, cow's milk, and all of this garbage that creates sludge, and why it is that we have so many children that are dying of cancer and being bombarded with chemo and radiation. It will be by virtue of each individual one of us caring to be initiated and accept initiation off the path of adulteration that will allow us to come to a point and place where we are bringing solutions to the problems, that we are aligning ourselves through our own effort and the exaltation of a full life's urge to do nothing to undermine ourselves. And as a result of all of the pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, hormones, artificial colors, artificial flavors, dyes, chemicals, stimulants, nitrates, nitrites, and all of that that is bound in the mucus of our bodies that are clearing and are cleansing at the cellular level is the most expeditious and most powerful path of our liberation as a global humanity. And because we are in a place within ourselves that we can make a determination for ourselves that we will be completely committed to life and the laws that govern life, and to consciously care to honor the lineages through whom we've come by virtue of the resubstantiation and enhancement of the quality of beings that we walk as, to understand that that is what we should aspire towards. And in a system of capitalization where the emphasis is in materialism, where these ones have greater value for their paper than they do for life. I had a cousin who was caught up in the juvenile delinquency. And he did not have the faith in the knowing of how to apply himself to his creator. And as a result of the programming that has come with so much of the movies and so much of the Godfather and Scarface and all of these things, he and his friends decide that they're going to rob a Wells Fargo. Mask and guns and all, right? And the police come, and they didn't even get the money. They didn't have the money, but because they had the guns, they shot him dead. But they're following an example that they put forward. He didn't harm anything. He didn't harm anybody. He didn't take anything. But the police are on edge because they are socialized to feel entitled because they've been given license to kill. But their bloodstream is filled with the violation of violated beings, the alcohol, the tobacco, the coffee, the donuts, and all of this, so that they do not have the clarity of mind to realize that They are here as servants and should be serving and should be helping and assisting, particularly young men, to understand how to be men. But we're in a system that has established itself on the violation of not only the planet, but the creatures that were already here before the beef industry and the nations of our indigenous families that were already here before they established. And I'm just saying, at this particular point in juncture, we have to remember that there is nothing natural about our system of oppression. And so when I talk about the clearing, the cleansing, the purification of the body as the methodology of our liberation, and people say, well, it's not natural, you don't have a referent for natural. There is nothing natural about going to school for 12 years and not knowing and never having been fed that which will facilitate your real capacity for thought. There's nothing natural about feeding off the violation of violated beings. It's not like your mom and daddy have their own farm and that they're raising animals and you only have meat every now and again and whatnot. There is nothing natural about this. And as a result of how unnatural our society and our socialization has been under the lie of democracy and the usurpation of our rights to exalt a full effort in our living through capitalism, a free enterprise system that is the evidence of the agenda that is genocide, where each generation has been poisoned with more and more artificial colors and flavors and nitrates and nitrites and BHA and synthetics and all of this. And the only way for us to have any leverage over it is to care enough to do what is truly in our own best interest in exalting a full effort in our living, consciously caring to invoke the greatness of the light, wisdom, intelligence that is inherently ours as a result of being intelligences of existence, male, female, both, neither, whatever you may refer to yourself as. I am saying that we each are intelligences of existence as all other intelligent creatures are, and no other being lives to kill itself. No other being lives to kill its own. There was a study when I was in college where rats were put in an overcrowded situation, right? They overcrowded the rats, and the mother rats would eat their young because they were overcrowded. And so when I changed my diet and was able to come into a more critical assessment of what I was being given, I said, now you see this, and most of your research has some applicability to humans. And so you see that when you overcrowd rats, the mother rats will eat their young, but then you build inner city housing to facilitate overcrowding when there is so much land and so much space. And the abortion rate goes up. But we, who are impacted and affected by it, are being looked at as if we, because of our disproportionate numbers of teenage pregnancies, abortions, quote unquote, this is what they said, our illegitimate children, our dysfunction, our incarceration, our juvenile delinquency, and then make a statement that we are inherently inferior because of these numbers. And so at that time, and this is 40, almost 50 years ago, so our coming to a point to realize that our educational systems have not created anything greater, that they are fully participatory with the government, with the medical the American Medical Association, the doctors, the surgeons, the pharmaceuticals and whatnot. You have hands of oppression over the whole globe, but they cannot keep us from rising. They cannot keep us from our destiny when we will accept it And we already are witnessing the casualties in this warfare because we have not acknowledged that we are being warred against. Though you see it in other places, but here in the States, it's like we're in oblivion. We're not acknowledging the warfare of the bombs being dropped in the very fabric of our beings, with all of this chemical poisoning, with all of this sludge, with all of this alcohol, with all of this tobacco, with all of the Kool-Aid and Powerade and the Gatorade and all of this stuff. And I'm saying, let us come to a point and place where we will no longer participate in undermining ourselves. And to know that when you remember that you were told to ask and it would be given, to knock and the door would be opened, to seek and you would find. And this is really the exertion of your spirit, calling out and appealing to the intelligence of existence itself for guidance, for the activation of the who that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of it, that we will be given whatever it is we're asking for. But are we aspiring and asking for the clarity of mind, the cleanliness of the blood, to come to a point and place where we have been completely redeemed and reconciled and harmonized and really liberated at the cellular level so that we are able to be trusted and entrusted with the laws that govern our continuation in existence, so that we are freed from the influences of those who are being disqualified for continuance in existence because of their murderous, lying, thieving, violating ways. We've been hearing about Satan, Lucifer, and the devil for generations without any understanding that the forces of Satan are represented by the churches who created an intercedence between you and your creator. When your creator is beating your heart and breathing you, you don't need anybody to intercede for you. And they told you that salvation comes through the blood of Christ. But then they have you feeding off of the flesh and blood of other beings. You have the forces of the devil or Lucifer, which are your governments, that act as if they have your best interests at heart, but they've legalized genocide through free enterprise. And we have access through all of the jingles and the colors and packaging to that which facilitates cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and this and that. And the objective through those ones who support our divisiveness, and they label us by virtue of our socioeconomics, by virtue of our skin tone, by virtue of our language. It's divisiveness that is the devil working through the miseducation system to marginalize us, to support our being shot up with all kinds of other drugs and Ritalin and this and that, and pronouncing us with ADHD and all of these things. And the only real issue we're having is that our blood, our lymph, our intracellular fluids are filled with that which is undermining the operational functioning of our body temples. Our blood has been poisoned. And though we can still function, we're dysfunctioning. Though we can still work jobs, we haven't been able to outthink a system of oppression. Though we have degrees and we have been fully participatory in a system of oppression, we still have the opportunity to liberate ourselves from all of this garbage so that we are able to get into the light that is our salvation from all of the sickness, all of the illness, all of the disease, all of the pharmacology, all of those things, so that we are decrystallizing all of the acidity and the things that have shown up in our tissues that are being labeled as disease. And then they won't even tell you where it's coming from. They don't even ask you what you're feeding. And their tests only give you some sense of what is normal. And I'm saying normal in relationship to what? And so it is our own duty, obligation, and responsibilities as these individuations of the intelligence of existence to exalt a full effort in our living and to realize how perfectly and divinely designed we each are, so that we are able to be completely restored, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, to walk in the intelligence and in the integrity of who and whose we are, in the high ethic, the virtues of character, the morality, the sensibility, the care, the courage, the faith, the confidence, the knowing, the freedom, and the exalted walk that is conscious immortality in the realm of eternity right here upon this planet. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are. I am always addressing our opportunity to have leverage over a system of oppression, but to really get us to understand that the methodology of our oppression, that is political, it's economic, it's spiritual, it's mental, it's all of that. It starts at the cellular level. To have trillions and trillions of cells that are filled with all kinds of sludge, that we are literally so perfectly and divinely designed that we can still function, but we're dysfunctioning. You understand? And the accumulation, the concentration, the saturation, and the contraindication of all of these chemicals and whatnot is what's putting everybody in a place where they just absolutely insane, crazy, filled with foolishness, and it's foolish, you understand, and it's from the top down, you understand, from the top down. I don't care whose name you can call, everybody's been affected by it. And for those who want to feel as though we have the right to deny other creatures their lives or to cultivate other creatures for the express purpose of feeding off of their tissues, right? Now, we're not cats. We're not dogs. We're not animals. We are human beings. We really do not have to have the flesh of dead animals. We can live without it. And you've been socialized to enjoy it, but what you enjoy about it is the seasonings. It's the oil, it's the salt, it's the tenderizer, it's the Mrs. Dash, it's the lemon pepper, it's the butter, it's the oil. It's, you're not even enjoying the flesh of dead animals. And you really would not even kill it. And I've known those who hunt. And they'll kill a deer or whatever and prepare it and freeze most of it. And they're eating off of that carcass all winter. You understand? And I'm saying, we don't have to live like this. We got absolutely access to anything and everything. We got fruit and vegetables all year round. And for those communities, the Amish and other ones who still live like they've 57 years ago, 75 years ago, and they are growing their own food, they're preserving. And I grew up with the canning and the preserving and this and that. I'm just saying, it's not a lost art. We can still Google and figure out how to do it. But the issue is that we have opportunity to have fresh fruit and vegetation all year round. And people say, oh, well, you know, I only eat for the season. I'm saying that you're full of the seasons of all of this stuff over 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, okay? And that's why it's not enough to just change the diet. It's not enough to become plant-based. It's not enough to be vegan. It's not enough to be vegetarian. You have to really get to the place and space where you are exalting the reality that you are an intelligence of existence. Otherwise, all of the divisiveness is just divisiveness as human feeders. And to say, oh, I'm a carnivore. Oh, I'm an omnivore. Oh, well, you know, I'm a pescatarian. Oh, I'm a vegetarian. Oh, I'm a lacto-vegetarian. I'm saying, no, you are all these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and we need to stop tripping. You understand? Because everybody's dying. And that's the reality of it. And that's why I'm saying is that we've been socialized to expect death. Right? And so they look for it. And they tell you to get your mammograms. They tell you to get your colonoscopies. They, you know, tell you to come in and have your tests and get the prostate tested and all of this because they're looking for it. Because one, your body is so perfectly and divinely designed that it cannot use 99% of what it is you're eating as fuel. It's not oxygenating you. It's not hydrating you. It's not mineralizing you. It's not alkalizing you. It's not facilitating cellular repair, regeneration, or any of it. We can eat it. It's just like being a child and you chew plastic straws or you chew cardboard. You could chew it, chew it, chew it. It doesn't mean that it's doing anything for you. And then to have a medical profession that has its tests based on things that you have to get from animals so that if you're not getting it from animals, and I'm saying, well, if the animal got it, then how come we don't have it? You understand? So I'm just saying is that to be perfectly and divinely designed means that each generation should really be the progression of the lineage. But we are not oriented from a perspective of expectation of progression. We're oriented from a perspective of success in materialism. We're oriented from a perspective of success in being miseducated. We're oriented from the perspective of being ordained under a system of religious indoctrination. We are not oriented or prepared for conscious immortality upon a planet that is literally spinning in eternity. We are not literally socialized to be thinking and to be in a place where we have a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, or to be able to function harmoniously under the auspices of our souls. And so I'm the one who's advocating that this is what liberation actually is. Liberating you from the dependence upon people who have beat you, raped you, enslaved you, sodomized you, declared that you're less than human, you understand, and that you have no real value, that their paper is more valuable than your body, your heart, or your mind, or the only value that you have is based upon your body, your heart, or your mind, and in the organ donor industry, and, you know, taking your tissues and whatnot. So, yeah, a healthy black man could be worth, I don't know, $500,000 by the time you take his eyes, take his heart, take his liver. Non-drinker, non-smoker, vegetarian. You understand? But he couldn't have generated that much money. But he's worth that much money in the organ exchange industry. And so these people, it's like, okay, how is it that you are undermining, marginalizing, anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, poisoning everybody, but then you want people to be able to give their body parts to other ones who have gotten into trauma, drama, or abused themselves? But you don't have really healthy specimens, really. So what do? You wash the organs in chlorine? I mean, what do you do? And people say, oh, well, you know, everybody should be an organ donor. But I'm saying, no, you are appropriated particular things that are yours, right? And every fiber of your being has been infused with your own thought, with your own energy, with your spirit, right? Your spirit is just infused upon every fiber of your being. So when you get somebody else's body part or they get yours, you're also getting some of their spirit. And the spirit is going to be impacted and affected by the quality of substance that they ingested. And that's that which they call food or the alcohol, the tobacco, whatever. And you have people who will give testimonials of, well, they receive somebody else's kidney, or they receive somebody else's lung, or they receive the part of somebody else's liver. But then they took on character that was not theirs. They took on habits. They took on addictions that were not theirs. You know, never rode a motorcycle before, and all of a sudden they want to get a motorcycle and drive because they took the organs of one who was a motorcyclist. I'm just saying, so not to dissuade or discourage you from giving your body parts, but at least you should be clean enough and be exalting a full effort to be clean, so that if you're going to give your body parts, you had a clean spirit, you had a clean mind, and you had clean organs and whatnot. Otherwise, I'm of the oppression and the impression that when it come time to leave the planet, we should not have died, and that we should have developed our light body to take us into the spirit world, so that the spirit needs a body, but it's a light body. And so for those who have amputations, you know, they'll talk about having phantom limbs, you know. And so I was in the hospital at 16 after being hit by a car, and there was a brother that I had connected with in high school named Butch. And so he comes into my room and he says, yes, they told me that you were here. And he said, yeah, you, and we were both doing driver's training at this time. And so it was both of our right legs. So he opens his gown and showed me that they had taken his leg and they cut it right above the knee. Right, for bone cancer. And we're 16 years old. And he says, well, at least you still have yours, you know. And I had gone back to school. I was hospitalized for like several months. And when I got back to school and whatnot, somebody told me it passed away. And so I went to his house, and his mother says, oh, we're sorry, we lost, you must be, and she called my name and all of that, and he talked about you. And I'm like, trying to figure out, well, how could he talk about me, because we didn't really know each other that well. We did spend some time together, but we didn't know each other that well. And so I'm just saying is that the cancers are being caused by the excess filth that's in our bodies. And to get up in the morning, and the first thing you do is reach for something that is going to create congestion and constipation. And you do this year in and year out, day in and day out. 365 days you're having eggs and grits and sausage and yesterday's dinner and all of this, that this is what's really happening. And nobody's really giving you the support in realizing that our life currency is what we're trading for paper currency. And we're taking the paper currency, and then we are buying that which has no life force. It's dead. It's preserved. It's died. It's chemical laden. And we're taking it, and we are frying it, we're baking it, we're boiling it, we're broiling it, and then we're eating it with some starch, because we have been taught that our bodies need protein. And so we're not really supported in understanding that, no, we need more oxygenation, because we are all breath air and everybody has to breathe. We need hydration. Our bodies are 80% water, like the earth is 80% water. And then we have to be fueled. But we've been fed. And when a people take over another people, they never have the people's best interest at heart. But you got to feed these people. So what do they feed them? They feed them that which is cheap. They're not concerned about our optimum cellular functioning. Just fill up the belly, fill up the belly, fill up the belly, feed them and get the hell, get back to work. You understand? And so this is kind of the mentality that we have inherited over a few generations of eating whatever and getting back to work. Get up, get out. From the time we were very young, get up, get out. So now you got 5 and 6 year olds that are getting up at 4, 5:30 in the morning to go somewhere. And I'm like, this is so insane, right? Ain't no way in hell any 5-year-old, 6-year-old need to be getting up going to anywhere at that time of the morning. But this is a programming. And so the deprogramming is only going to come to a place in space where we are reprogramming to be fully participatory in the establishment of the queendoms and kingdoms of God, where we can get up and get cleaned up and organize our space and ease into our day with the attitude of gratitude, with the heart overflowing with thanksgiving, with the care to really be mindful, appreciative, and deliberately intentional about how we stand and how we be in our day. And so for where we are, if you don't have a wholehearted desire to live your life in the fullness of who you are, it's because you're oppressed. If you don't have the desire to honor and glorify the lineages through whom you've come, and you think that having nice cars and nice things and nice clothes should make up for your cancerous, diseased body, it's because you are cellularly oppressed. And the body is full of waste because there is nothing natural about thinking that your things have more value than yourself, your blood, your organs. And so, but this is programming. And so we know we've been brought up with TV programs, radio programs, it's a programming. And so when people say, well, I love your show, I say, it's a program. It's a program for deprogramming us and reprogramming us to get us to realize that there is no political consciousness that is greater than vivid self-expression and self-representation as intelligences of existence. And because of the fragmentation, because of the divisiveness that has been instituted through this manipulation of miseducation, religious indoctrination, and socialization on a path of death that had you fully adulterated by 21 because you were fed like kids. And so we're having to realize that the tobacco, the alcohol, the marijuana, or what I call wacky weed at this particular point, it smells terrible. You understand that all of this is part of the intention to marginalize us, anesthetize, inebriate us so that we are not in our right alignment with the laws that govern our being and the laws that govern our continuation in existence as conscious immortals. That we don't have the clarity of mind, we don't have the levity of thought. We are regurgitating all of the programs, and many of which, much of which doesn't even make sense. But when you know, you know. And when you know, you do. And when you do what you know, you're going to benefit from it. And because we are in a plethora, a pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease, then the first line or the first right action to this level of oppression is to liberate yourselves from all of this sludge. Because even if, after being fed like kids on hot dogs, hamburgers, salami, lunch meats, deli meats, cheese, eggs, pancakes, waffles, all of this sludge, you can take the most vitalizing, substances and not be able to utilize it because of all of the sludge that's in the body, all of the mucus. You can't really get nutrient absorption with all of this. And this is why the cleansing is something that really needs to be daily, because the body is cleansing daily, which is why we're so refreshed when we brush our teeth and when we bathe. And as we're maturing, we should be coming into greater degrees of clarity, greater degrees of thought, greater degrees of initiative, greater degrees of faith, greater degrees of conscious care to walk in the integrity of the gift that we each are, and to be able to invoke and call it forward, because we have been given the capacity for thought, the capacity for thought, the capacity for creating and co-creating our reality upon this planet. So we're all dwelling on the same planet, but we live in different worlds, and those worlds are being created by the substance and the content and the quality of our blood that is showing up by virtue of what it is we're consuming. And so our care to be cleansed. And so there are those who have been alcoholics and drug addicts and whatnot for years, and then they get assistance through some of the 12-step programming. And then they'll say, oh, well, I've been clean for a year. I've been clean for 10 years. I've been clean for 13 years. I've been clean. But if you've still been eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish, there's no cleaning. You have no longer been ingesting it, but the body is still holding the residues. And so that's what makes fasting dangerous for people, particularly water fasting. So that if you spent 10, 12 years drugging out on cocaine, heroin, and this and that, and you do a water fast, your body is going to be eliminating the residues of those chemicals. And if you don't know how to cleanse yourself, all of those things will begin to reabsorb in your tissues. And depending on how long you're fasting without really enhancing the cleansing process, those poisons can overwhelm you. And so it matters, particularly as women, that we care to be cleared, cleansed, purified, and renewed. You understand? And this is coming from the thought and the mind of Adama, that there has always been a knowing for generations that you were either going to be male or female from conception in mother's womb. So males evolve from females. And so you're either going to be one of those. All right. But as a result of how much tampering there's been, then we're having the realization of being both male and female, or being gender neutral. You understand? But you are still an intelligence of existence that's been perfectly and divinely designed. And your reality is that your cells need to be oxygenated, hydrated, mineralized, alkalized. And you need to be of the mind to do that, which is truly going to be facilitative of your optimum cellular functioning. You understand? This is what it is to be and what it is to be human. And what it is to be an intelligence is that you have an understanding as to what you have to do to maintain and sustain your gift of life. Now, we didn't give ourselves our lives. We don't beat our own hearts. We don't breathe ourselves. But we've been socialized to treat our bodies like freaking garbage cans. And so you do a test. Everything that you consume now, I'm not even telling you to change your diet. Whatever you're consuming, no matter what it is, whatever you're consuming, you eat it and then put some in the trash. Eat it, put some in the trash. Always leave something for the trash. All right? And I guarantee you, no matter how clean you think you're eating, no matter what it is, it's going to be stinky in the trash. So what is it doing in your body? Which is why deodorants and bacterial, antibacterial soaps and feminine hygiene products and all of this has become multi-million dollar business. Because our bodies are full of rot and bacteria and viruses and organisms and parasites and worms. And it's the natural state of most people as a result of being influenced by such an unnatural socialization to feel entitled, to undermine your cells, and to be completely ignorant of what you require, which is totally antithetical to what they call the first law of existence, which is self-preservation. But now they've bastardized that to being in a place where you have so much artificial colors and flavors and nitrates and nitrites that you're being preserved from the inside out. like the animals that you've been eating have been preserved. Otherwise, the flesh could not possibly be arterial. It's only because of the red dyes and all of that. So I'm just saying, at this particular point in juncture, we need to be very conscious and conscientious that our lives are our gifts, and we'll never have anything greater. And you cannot follow those who hate you, those who feel insecure to the degree to which they do not want to see, particularly melanin-dominated men, walk in their sobriety, in their God self. You understand? Unless they're working as their pawns in a system of enslavement and oppression. All right? So we are not human feeders. We are not useless eaters. We are intelligences of existence that function perfectly and have been dysfunctioning as a result of an agenda that is depopulation and genocide and the free enterprise system that legalizes all kinds of garbage available for us to feed and to give our children. So I'm just saying, no, you got to woman up and man up and not participate. Right? Why? Because you should not be facilitating your own oppression. And now that you realize how much oppression there is, and this affects all of our families, we're seeing people pass away of all ages from cancer, heart disease, diabetes, dialysis, all kinds of stuff. And none of it is natural, except it's natural as a result of the violations that have been charged upon the blood consistently over time, the congestion, the constipation, and the contraindication of that which is colorless, odorless, tasteless, but still present. And so I'm reminding you, you are the gift. You've already been blessed. Honor your gift that is your life. Honor the blessing of having the opportunity to represent your lineages in the establishment of these kingdoms and queendoms of light, of God, knowing that your source is not European culture, no matter what our DNA says. The intelligence of existence is the intelligence of everything and everybody. And everybody needs to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected. So join me in the mission of salvation, deliverance, redemption, and resurrection. I love you with the perfect love. Continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being and be the blessing you are. Have a good night. I love you.